This audio program has been produced by YBM. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now listen to the four statements. A.
They're leaving the room.
B.
They're turning on the machine.
C.
They're standing near the table.
D.
They're reading the newspaper.
Statement C,
they're standing near the table,
is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
She is repairing the printer.
B.
She is storing some boxes.
C.
She is working in a copy room.
D.
She is opening a cabinet door.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
People are walking across the bridge.
B.
People are using the handrails.
C.
People are enjoying a boat ride.
D.
People are crossing the street.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
The sign is hanging over the sidewalk.
B.
The address is above the entrance.
C.
There is a sign posted on the wall.
D.
There is a security guard in front of the gate.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
He is cleaning the kitchen.
B.
He is weighing something.
C.
He is cutting some meat.
D.
He is standing on a scale.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
The couple is shaking hands.
B.
The couple is wearing sunglasses.
C.
The woman is holding some balloons.
D.
The man is passing out some brochures.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
They are driving to the airport.
B.
They are waiting for the taxi.
C.
They are unloading the car.
D.
They are unpacking their bags.
Go on to the next page. Number 7. Look at the picture marked number 7 in your test book. A.
The attendant is tagging the luggage.
B.
The traveler is carrying the bags.
C.
One woman is tying her scarf.
D.
One woman is reserving her flight.
Number 8.
Look at the picture marked number 8 in your test book. A.
The couple is walking along the sidewalk.
B.
The man is surrounded by birds.
C.
The couple is sitting near the bench.
D.
The birds are resting under the trees.
Number 9. Look at the picture marked number 9 in your test book. A.
The men are reading a magazine.
B.
The men are posting a note on the board.
C.
One man is writing in a calendar.
D.
One of the men is pointing at a map.
Number 10. Look at the picture marked number 10 in your test book. A.
The traffic is moving in both directions.
B.
Flags line the side of the street.
C.
There are signs on the side of the building.
D.
Some trees are blocking the street.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and 3 responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only 1 time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. For example, you will hear,
"Where is the meeting room?"
You will also hear A.
To meet the new director.
B.
It's the first room on the right.
C.
Yes, at 2:00.
The best response to the question,
"Where is the meeting room?"
is choice B.
It's the first room on the right.
So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 11. Number 11.
When is Tom going to the bank?
A.
To deposit his paycheck.
B.
The Madison Street branch.
C.
Sometime after lunch.
Number 12.
Does the airport bus stop here?
A.
Oh, you can catch it on the next block.
B.
The workshop is near the airport.
C.
Because it's very crowded.
Number 13.
Why did you email the clients?
A.
Yes, they did.
B.
It's better if you fax it.
C.
To send them the revised proposal.
Number 14.
Who usually orders office supplies?
A.
That's a surprise.
B.
Linda, I think.
C.
They gave him a discount.
Number 15.
Is that your laptop on the desk?
A.
He sits over there.
B.
No, it's Ms. Chang's.
C.
Mostly for its power.
Number 16.
How do I add paper to this copier?
A.
The promotion was in yesterday's paper.
B.
Oh, it makes coffee automatically.
C.
Place it in the tray at the bottom.
Number 17.
Whose key card is that?
A.
Yes, they are.
B.
Press the red key there.
C.
Actually, it's mine, thanks.
Number 18.
Which workshop did you attend last week?
A.
Attendance was a bit low.
B.
The one about web page design.
C.
They attempted to register.
Number 19.
Did you hand in the research report?
A.
The handles are easy to use.
B.
Let's give them a big hand.
C.
I'm just finishing it up now.
Number 20.
How long will the meeting last?
A.
Yes, we've met before.
B.
Maybe for a couple of hours.
C.
At least 3 meters long.
Number 21.
Could you tell me the way to the post office?
A.
We don't normally weigh the mail here.
B.
Yes, he has a new office.
C.
Oh, it's just around the corner.
Number 22.
I finished writing the marketing plan.
A.
I've never shopped there.
B.
When do you plan to visit?
C.
Great. What's the next step?
Number 23.
What do you think is wrong with the printer?
A.
Mine is about 40 pages long.
B.
Then try the service center.
C.
It may have a loose connection.
Number 24.
It feels cold in this office, doesn't it?
A.
His office is just down the hall.
B.
I can turn up the heat if you want.
C.
They have the oldest one.
Number 25.
Should we take the subway to the airport or should we share a taxi instead?
A.
Let's get a cab. It's quicker.
B.
No, Stan usually treats us to meals.
C.
We got there 2 hours before departure time.
Number 26.
We should extend the deadline for job applications.
A.
How much extra time should we allow?
B.
Oh, we use the hotline to contact them.
C.
Congratulations on the new job.
Number 27.
Who is in charge of the billing department?
A.
On the 5th and 25th of every month.
B.
I think Janice oversees that section now.
C.
You can charge it on our store card.
Number 28.
When will the new security system be installed?
A.
Gary is my new assistant.
B.
They're working on it right now.
C.
No, that's your user ID number.
Number 29.
Are the seminars being offered here or at headquarters?
A.
One of the speakers was late.
B.
No, I've never been to the head office.
C.
They'll run them all in this building.
Number 30.
Do you have time to review these graphs and charts?
A.
The rooftop view is great.
B.
Yes, she won the sales contest.
C.
Sure, I can look them over.
Number 31.
We should take the earlier train home.
A.
Okay, it's an express, right?
B.
I'm sorry they came in late.
C.
It'll be in training room C.
Number 32.
When will the staff lounge be redecorated?
A.
Johnson & Sons Construction Company.
B.
That work starts next Monday.
C.
Because it needs to be updated.
Number 33.
Would you mind if we switch seats?
A.
In the last row.
B.
Press this switch here.
C.
Not at all. We can trade.
Number 34.
Do you want to have the staff party indoors or outdoors?
A.
It's two doors down and on the left.
B.
Let's have a picnic at Grand Park.
C.
The staff met on the 7th floor.
Number 35.
You're giving product demonstrations at the trade show, aren't you?
A.
Yes, I guess the train is faster.
B.
There's a discount for early registration.
C.
No, but Kathy's sales team will be there.
Number 36.
Have we chosen a caterer for the fall banquet yet?
A.
We may have it at a restaurant this year.
B.
Thank you for giving us such good service.
C.
Kate left the company in the summer, I think.
Number 37.
How do you like the new carpet in the waiting room?
A.
I'm afraid I can't wait any longer.
B.
It's a really nice shade, I think.
C.
The other car is a compact model.
Number 38.
Don't you think we need a new printer?
A.
I think it'll be around 100 pages.
B.
Oh, Troy is getting us one this week.
C.
You can use it. I'm all finished.
Number 39.
Who usually updates our website?
A.
Every month, I think.
B.
I don't know that program.
C.
Mary is in charge of that.
Number 40.
How did Sarah achieve such high sales figures last quarter?
A.
I heard she's very motivated.
B.
Sure, I'll print those numbers right away.
C.
They'll offer bigger discounts next time.